Welcome to Coaching Hope for You. I'm Kim Hansen Petroni, founder of Coaching Hope for You and Not a Casserole Widow. In this podcast, I share short reflections and coaching insights drawn from my writing about healing after betrayal, divorce, and rebuilding life after relational trauma. In our last reflection, we talked about intuition, what it is, and how it shows up. Today, I want to take it one step further and talk about what it actually looks like to begin trusting intuition again after intimate betrayal. Trusting your intuition after intimate betrayal. Here are six tools. Intuition is often described as a gut feeling, a quiet whisper that rises from within before our minds can piece together logic or evidence. It doesn't rely on a spreadsheet of facts, a timeline of events, or even someone else's validation. Instead, intuition is rooted in deep knowing, an inner compass designed to keep us safe, aligned, and aware. When you've experienced intimate betrayal, intuition can feel both like a gift and a curse. Many women recall moments when their body knew something was wrong long before their mind could make sense of it. A tight chest when their partner stayed late at work, a stomach knot at an offhand comment, a restless night that seemed to come from nowhere. The evidence may have been hidden, but intuition was already sounding the alarm. I remember the first time I recognized when my body felt off and my mind was telling me to be cautious. I wasn't sure where the sensations came from or why I felt unsettled. I had asked him all the right questions and received all the right answers, and I thought, no one can lie that well. Why intuition doesn't require evidence. Evidence is the mind's currency. Intuition, however, is the body's language. It draws on subtle cues, the tone of someone's voice, the inconsistencies between their words and actions, and the atmosphere in a room. Intuition is your body's way of saying, pay attention, something isn't right. For women healing from betrayal trauma, this can be complicated. Betrayers often use tactics like gaslighting, minimization, and blame shifting to make you question your reality. You might be told you're overreacting or imagining things. Over time, those words can corrode trust in yourself. Yet, reclaiming your intuition is one of the most powerful steps towards healing. Here are six tools to honor your intuition after betrayal. Number one, pause and listen. When you notice discomfort, tightness in your chest, a pit in your stomach, restlessness in your sleep, pause. Instead of brushing it aside, ask, what might this sensation be trying to tell me? Number two, name it without judgment. Write down what you sense without requiring proof. For example, something feels off when he says he's working late. Naming the intuition doesn't mean you act on it immediately, but it honors the signal. Number three, separate intuition from triggers. Betrayal trauma can blur the lines between intuition and fear-based triggers. A helpful practice is journaling. Record the intuitive nudge and later reflect, did it point towards the truth or was it echoing past pain? And over time, you'll rebuild discernment. Number four, use grounding practices. When intuition stirs up anxiety, ground yourself with tools like breathwork, mantras, or holding a small physical object. This keeps you rooted in the present while you sort through what your intuition is actually saying. Number five, seek safe validation. Find a trusted friend, coach, or support group where you can share your intuitive impressions without fear of being dismissed. Sometimes, simply speaking the words out loud affirms their importance. And number six, celebrate when intuition guides you well. Healing includes celebrating each time you listen to your inner compass and it leads you towards safety, clarity, or peace. These moments rebuild trust in yourself, an essential part of recovery. The journey of reclaiming intuition. Reclaiming your intuition is not just a process, it's a journey. It involves understanding the layers of your experiences and how they shape your perceptions. As you navigate this path, remember that your intuition is a powerful ally. It can guide you toward healthier relationships and a deeper understanding of yourself. Intuition plays a crucial role in healing from betrayal. It helps you recognize patterns and behaviors that may not serve you. By tuning into your inner voice, you can make choices that align with your true self. This alignment fosters emotional resilience and empowers you to move forward. And building trust with yourself, it takes time. It involves acknowledging past experiences and how they influence your current feelings. As you practice honoring your intuition, you'll find that it becomes easier to trust your instincts. This trust is essential for making decisions that support your well-being. And here's a final word. Intuition doesn't demand courtroom evidence. It doesn't wait for unanimous approval. It asks only that you pay attention. For women healing from intimate betrayal, learning to honor your intuition is not just about survival. It's about reclaiming the wisdom within your own body. Your intuition is not broken. It has been speaking to you all along, and as you rebuild trust with yourself, that quiet voice becomes not just a warning system, but a guide towards the life you deserve. Thank you for being here with me today. As you move forward, I hope these tools give you a place to begin, a way to pause, listen, and gently reconnect with yourself. You don't have to have all the answers today. You're learning to trust something that's been there all along. Until next time, be kind to yourself. You're rebuilding something sacred. If this reflection resonated with you, you can find more at Coaching Hope for You and through Not a Casserole Widow.